Khalil to use. I'm just saying Devarim Musar.
Yeah.
So he says, so if you walked in to Seder by 4 o'clock, b'seder. If not, if you walked in at 4:01, the Rishiv would say you're 16 minutes late. If you walked in before 4, b'seder. You walked in at 4:01, you're 16 minutes late. So, there's a guy in Yeshiva. Remember the guy. The guy's a very good guy, good learner, whatever. He had a problem. He could not for the life of him make it on time to Seder. Kol pa'am Seder, anytime there was Seder, he would walk in late. The Yeshiva got upset at him. He said, my yeitcha. Says, how are you going to become Tamid Chacham if you come late to Seder? The guy was a good learner. The guy had a good head. Rishiva tells him one time, two times. One time the guy made either a comment or a look. The Rishiva told him something and the guy's like, you know, he gave him a look. And the Rishiva chapped his look, said, come with me. The guy got very scared. He said, don't worry. Al tidag, I'm on your side. Said it. The Rishiva sat down and wrote something. And the Rishiva told him, he says, I want you to sign this paper. If you sign this paper, I will never again tell you anything about coming on time to Seder. You can come and go as you please. I won't ever tell you anything. Good deal. Makatu. He looked at the paper afterwards. He says, wrote the guy's name. He says, I, Ploni Almoni, do not wish to ever become a Talmid Chacham, neither me, or my children, or my grandchildren, Ad Sof Kol Adorot, no Talmidei Chachamim for my progeny, ever. Chatima. Signed, Rishiv says, Tachton. Signed, this is your free pass. The guy never came late to a Seder again.
Never late meaning before four?
No, no, no. The Rishiva, the way the Rishiva says, oh, let's see. But, mikol makom, ledayek bazmanim, zmanim are very, very important. Very important. A person can never, ever, ever become, even a person's a good learner, he learns well, and he davens well, if he doesn't take care of his sidarim, sidre hayom, and zmane hayom, if he doesn't take care of that properly, it shows a lack of self-discipline, and he won't be able to turn into Talmid Chacham. Every moment has to be accounted for. So,
starting late?
Mani, the way you give Ba'ale Musar, the way you give Musar, is the real way to give Musar, is how? You mishatif yourself. You talk to yourself, and you say things. You never, ever, I never, ever, ever, in all of my years in Yeshiva and Kol, ever heard Gedolei Yisrael, and I heard Baruch Hashem, a lot of Dibrei Torah from a lot of Gedolim, ever point out directly in a shir, boom, atakaze, atakaze. You always say, in a general way, you say in general, and everybody understands themselves, and they make, that's the real way to be mishatef. That's the way it works. So, v'zeh haemet. Okay. I don't know, Musar, real Musar, you throw ideas out, what are you gonna do? The Gemara says, Torah munachat bekeren zavit. Kol rotze lavol beiton, yavo beiton. And the Torah, Hashem says, the Torah is here, kan aron kodesh, kan esparim, can't force anybody. Ma la'asot, you bring the Torah, you bring the Musar, kol echad lokeach. That's the way it works. So, you know what I was thinking, this summer's man, we didn't go off onto any ranting. You know that? Ante, huh? No, any hashkaf or musar ranting.
But this is our time.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, about Mikol Makom, it's a good rant. Anyway, so he says like this. So we're up to Seif Zayin, which is the Seif that everybody's been waiting for. And what I'm not going to do today is I'm not going to humor you with the Sefik Sfika from the Abi Omer. And the reason, there's a reason for that. Bezat Hashem, hopefully on Thursday, we're going to gift wrap the Sugiyah with the Abi Omer. That's going to be like the cherry on top of the Sugiyah. With the Meredik Yesedis that he says over there. Aval, and before we get there, we have to have all the Rishonim, all the Achronim, all the Shitot, know what's going on. You know, if you saw in the packet today, I mamash threw the book at everybody today in terms of Rishonim Achronim, and it's very important to know who's on which side, because you want to make Sefek Sfekot, you got to know, and first of all, there's a few runs that I threw in today, which has to do also with runs by Pat Akum. He references it over there. Once we get everything, Bezat Hashem, we'll move on to Maran Ramah, and then
I'll give you a few suffix mikot. So the sugya, very quick and easy sugya. Amar avina. Here we're on the chetam udbet. Amar avina ilcheta. Har ifta de shagar ovet kochavim ba'afa Yisrael. Iname shagar Yisrael ba'afa ovet kochavim. Iname shagar ovet kochavim. Should be shigir ovet kochavim ba'afa ovet kochavim. Ata Yisrael chata b'chituye shapir dam. Which means, as lo- this is by bread, and that's going to be a very, very big, you know, key word in the sugya is the bread. The Rishonim are going to disagree. Did the Gemara mean davka or lav davka? Is there a difference between bread and other foods? That is yet to be determined by the Rishonim. Avan mikol makom, the Gemara says, the Jew turned on goy baked. Goy turned on Jew baked. Goy turned on the oven and baked, and the Jew stokes, akol besedir. Yes, says Rashi, real quick. The shigir ovet kohavim isik betanur, chatiyat gachelet mechamemet umotziyah choma gechalim. Fine. We're going to hold off on Tosfos for now. We're going to come back to Bezat Hashem, because the Tosfot and the Rosh are really on the same side. We're going to use the Tosfot and the Rosh tag team, but before we do that, we have to set the stage for Tosfot with the other Rishonim. Zak the Ran, yeah? Says the Ran, Iname, shigeri se ba'achar ovet kochamim shari. Miudavka v'pat, lefi sheshgirat ha-tanur, im melacha miuchedet bo. Aval bishar tavshinim la. Which means that right now the Ran is a little bit cryptic. We need the Taz to understand a little bit more, but the Ran is saying there's a fundamental difference between bread and other foods, in that the Shgirat HaTanur, turning on the oven by pat, is a melacha miyuchedet for the pat, ma she'en ken by other foods. And he says, ומשמע דהדלקת האש בלחוד למענה, וכן כתבו הראשונים זל, ואין בדבר ספק כלל. I guess the Bet Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch took that statement very seriously, in that in Bet Yosef or in Shulchan Aruch does he bring down any other shita המקילה. Yeah? That's pretty rare for the Shulchan Aruch. וכבר כתבתי למעלה מה שנראה לי, דהד אמר רבי יוחנן דווקא בפת שלנו, אבל בפת שלהם אינה ניתנת במלאכות הללו. Now a few people came and asked me before what the Ran meant by Pat Shelanu, Pat Shelahem. I thought you were talking about a different part of the Ran. Over here what he's talking about, the Ran has a specific Shita. It's all the way in the beginning, the Ran and the Rashba, against the Rambam. And Maran does not hold of this Ran in Pat Akum. Siman Kuf Yud Bet, Saif Aleph. The Ran says that all of these Melachot, turning on the fire, you know, preparing it, putting it in the oven, that only works by Jewish-owned bread. But if the bread, if the ingredients... if they're owned by the Goy, if the ingredients belong to the Goy, these things don't work. That's the Shita of the Ran and the Rashba in Pat Akum. Lo nikanes leze achshav. It's not really our sugya, but he says it derech agav. Don't worry about it too much. Zak detaz. What's the Ran talking about? What's the big chiluk over here that the Ran is trying to say between bread and other tafshilim? Says the Taz. Is that Taz? Sega. Yeah, Tov. Levav. Yeah, Tolim. Yeah. Yeah, so he says, Chatano Shel?
Bach. Bach?
Huh?
Bedin.
Not court. Court is for Goyim. Yehudim osim Bedin. Now he says like this. Says the Taz. Yeah, Ele Bepat. Baran Katuv Atam Sheshgirat HaTanur Bepat Melacha Miyuchedet. Bo. Ubet Yosef Mevio Atkan Neshamo. נראה פירושו שבפת צריך להסיק התנור ולהוציא כל הגחלים קודם שיאפה הלחם. מה שאין כן בשעת התבשיל מסיק האור ובשעת שהתבשיל מתבשל מוסיף והולך תמיד. על כן לא ניכר כל כך מעשה ישראל. It's a beautiful pshat. It says, what does the Ran mean? By baking, what they used to do, today it's a little bit different, אבל מכל מקום, what they used to do is fill, just have like a little cavity, like a tabun, where they make, you know, a lot of, you make pita and lafa and sangak and all that stuff. Yeah, like a taboon. It's like a sometimes clay or sometimes stone cavity, and they fill it up with coals on the bottom, and then they take the dough and they like slap it in order to get it off. Right? The Gemara says getting off the bread has a special name. It's a chokhmah yibnom lacha. What does the Gemara call Masechet Shabbat? Rediyat pat. Yeah. So over there, in order to kind of peel it off, takes chokhmah. So now. They used to do is fill the cavity with coals, and then before they put the bread in, they take it out, and the bread is only baked by the residual heat, otherwise it gets burnt. So over there, the only factor in baking of bread is what? Is the fact that you turn on the oven. There's nothing else that you do to the bread besides for slapping it on the inside of the oven. Once the oven has been sufficiently heated, you put it on the side, it bakes, shalom. However, by other foods, can you imagine? You had a pot, you take it, you put it on a fire. Shalom zeh. Come back in 2 hours. It doesn't work like that. Now, we're not talking about baking in an oven. We're talking about pot on a fire. You have to mix. You have to add. You have to, right? Like we saw yesterday. Megisa. Right? And what about by the steak? Yeah, put a steak on the fire, come back in 20 minutes. You have to take it, flip it, move it, zit, add spices, which means that by other tafshirim, they have to be in constant motion. You have to be mashbiach. You have to add to the heat and to the cooking process. Masha'in ke bepat. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Taz explained to the Ran, the Gemara was mekid by these things, that's called the intervention of the Jew, is much more apparent by the bread in these ways than it is by tafshirim. Say that? Listen. It says the... No shomea? Bishul. He said Bishar Tafshinim, yeah? No? Masha'in ken Bishar Tafshinim, Masika Ur, Alken no nikar korban, it's going back on the Shar Tafshinim. Now, huh? Good? Okay, let's see the. Huh?
Shar Tafshinim don't require any.
Shar Tafshinim wouldn't work. The Ran is saying, and the Ran is going to be backed up by Rov Kechol Gdolei Poskim Arishonim, that he actually has to participate in the. Whether it's Hagasar, putting it in the oven, putting it down, flip. Mashu! But not just turning on the fire. Now, yeah, Roy Bet Yosef is all yours. This is it. This is the basis for the sugiya. You know, the restaurant, you know, Sfaradim Ashkenazim eating out. This is it. Saif Zayin. You know?
Taz just explained the food.
Explain the run. Explain the run. He's not saying that he's holding like the run. He's explaining the run. Say that? Zapte Bet Yosef.
That's
the Quran.
Yeah?
What's the Ran's Raya from the Sugiya? Everything we find about making it Bishul Yisrael in the Sugiya has to do with what? Shofet et Aisha. We don't say Hasaka, flipping the steak, Haficha. We don't find anything about turning on the fire.
Yeah, but it's still a trend thing. Anymore.
Well, not flip, but move around.
Mina'anea,
like we said yesterday in the Ramadan.
You say move is how
we're turning. Yeah, Bet Yosef said that yesterday.
Yeah.
Mani achlok al Bet Yosef? Tu rotsa sheni achlok al Bet Yosef?
No,
no, no.
Our two
problems
flip.
No, no, no. Lo lachshod b'kshim. Yeah. So he says, yeah, weiter.
Mashma, dakat ha'esh b'chud, lama ha'ane? Lechen katu ha'rishonim, zal, zal ha'rishonam.
No, Zell,
Arishon.
Atka, that was the run, yeah?
Then you have it read her Ashba, the so by Dima. The thing that the Geret and Shuba, the Rabbin Yona, Zell, the Katab all, Rabbin Yona Sham, Lo Yitenha no free, Amachaba, the Tokha Esh, Apilu Ishlif Israel, Ezekal, the Tanur, Shaina Tanur, the Shabbat, and Shafata Ez. Ella, the Kot, the Kot, Hapat, Bilbad, Abalot, Hashir. אלא צריך שיתן יהודי את המחבד לתוך התנור במקום הראוי להתפשט שם עד כאן.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any clearer than that. Rabbi Yonah is negating anything besides for this. It's got to be mamash. The Jew has to intervene in the cooking, put it in, put it on, lemakom ha'ra'ui litbashel. And by the way, wait until we get to Saif Tet, that the goy can't be mesalek before ma'achal ben derusai. The Bet Yosef already gave us a glimpse of that yesterday. Weiter. Mechen mashma?
Mashma.
Oh, if turning on the fire doesn't work, then guess what? Then stoking, for sure not. And if turning on the fire and stoking don't work, then kol sheken, what else doesn't? Kesan. Tan. Ten, no. Okay, ten, yeah. Riva, mi ze rivash?
Tamid of the Ran.
Yefe. Ech karu oto? Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Sheshat. Yeah? Talmid of the Ram. Yeah, right? Zeh lashono, kvar yiskimu kol mefarshim
she'en shegirat ha'tanur mo'il ella bekat aval b'shar ha'mitbashlim en shegirat ha'tanur ve'lo adakat ha'esh ma'ale moredet ella ha'nachba adavka.
Zeh lashono. V'imken.
V'imken.
Now he's going to have a problem. Right now, the Bet Yosef is going to be bavarna kasha. Says, what's the kasha now? Yeah, go ahead.
V'imken ha'korchat, hi, v'itet ha'basar kai, v'ibbe ha'rambam.
By the way, Bavarn, pose an implied question. What were you going to say?
Bavarn?
Okay. Huh? Bavarn.
Bavarn.
Bavarn. Bavarn. Pose an implied question.
It's a verb?
No, it's a verb. Two po's, yeah. Well, it's really, it's an adverb, but yeah.
I feel like when Imara says the instructor you're learning, you're successfully in
those things. Gachalim. Yeah.
This is like,
you
get it.
Namatom and Kafash. Wow, wow.
This is for sure Bito Torah.
Yiddish?
It's just
you have to know, otherwise you're gonna, I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to say Bavar, and I'm going
to
say. That's right. No bavar, no lambda. Bidu. Is it called Tosfot? You need Tosfot, a little bit of Yiddish, and then it could be a lambda.
Yiddish and Tosfot
like this. I know, not Tachashir. Tosfot spoke Yiddish.
They're both given at
Har Sinai. Right. So.
Was the Tosfot
named
Peter also?
Yeah, that's true.
St. Peter, no?
Or just Peter? No, it's
St.
Okay, right. Efoze. Efoze.
E.T.
Dav.
Hey. No.
Yudamud.
What is it?
Tosfot, Yudamud.
Yeah. Only
one time, Chas?
Yeah, one time.
מה שאין כן בתנור, סתמו אינו אלא לפוטרו, אבל שמחתם בקלים בעוד בשר להם, מקרב בישולו, מי ששרי אפילו לדעת הרם, לתוכה.
The Beit Yosef just said a pretty big chidush, Nedat Aran. The Ran and all of the other Yerushonim are shrying Chai V'Kayim, that what? Shrying. Screaming. They're all saying, in! No turning on the fire, no stoking, none of that. Yeah? Now the Beit Yosef is saying, hold on, why is that? And by the way, the Beit Yosef just said, in other words, with the Taz, how the Taz was explaining the Ran. About Naniach Adze, but he's saying over here, that even according to the Ran, when do we say that turning on the fire is not enough? That's by an oven, by Sha'at Tavshinim, because when you turn on an oven, do we know what you're going to cook in there? Not really. Could be cooking things that are not Olam Shulcham Nachim, things that are Ne'echanim Chayim, things that don't even have Bishur Akum. So the Hekir that of the Jews' involvement is not so much over there. Masha'en Kein, if he stokes the flames when the steak is already on the grill, and he's stoking the coals under it, over there is the ma'aseh nikar. That's a pretty nikar ma'aseh, even though it's only stoking, but you see exactly what it's for. It's possible, okay, the Beit Yosef ends off with the dochak, but he says it's possible that even the Ran would agree that that's besed. Tov. Now,
how does that apply though? We just forget about this in the rest of the sukkia.
That what?
About what the Beit Yosef ends with. It's just like, oh, interesting chidush, v'shitat Ran, but does this come back?
No, it doesn't come, we don't see it in Shulchan Aruch, but it's something that needs to be taken into consideration.
For what? For the next step we're going to take?
Well, let's say the Goy turned on the fire, the Goy put the steak on, and then somehow before the steak reaches Ma'achal ben Derusai, the Jew comes, he saves the day, toch, he stokes the coals a little bit. Did he save it or not? Beit Yosef says, ulai. Maybe you would say, safek derabanan la'akel b'seder. Okay, now. I would say afilu b'nei efsed merube. It's a good svara, the Beit Yosef says the svara, liba de'aran. Now. Because if the whole svara of the Ran is that it's not nikar, po nikar. Now, the Darkei Moshe doesn't take this sitting down. Yeah, right, let's see what he says. Comes Darkei Moshe, says, you forgot about all of the poskim ashkenazim. Makatu, go ahead. Not forget, but okay.
כמו הדקה, ומה שאמינה מפרה, דאים פת ובשר או הגיז שערי, אינו רצה לומר כיבט בגחלים, דהיינו חיתוי, אלא חיה בשר, כמו שכתב הרמב"ם,
which means this was another machloket we saw yesterday. Rambam and Tur, agasa is in what, or the hipuch is where? Is it in the basar or in the gechalim? Bekitzur, the Beit Yosef ended up saying that even according to the Rambam, when we say that the flippage yane is in the basar, what does it mean that you're doing? You do minaneh the basar, and by doing that, the coals get reactivated. He's saying the same thing in those poskim as the Beit Yosef said. Now comes the Rambam and throws a curveball. Mi zeh Maharai?
Ashri, Agon Ashri.
Nope. That's Hagahot Hashem. Maharai is Moreno Arab Isserlan.
Who is that?
Tumata Deshin. Tumata Deshin is Maharai. Isserlan is a nickname for Israel.
Oh,
Rabbeinu Yisrael bound to Rumat Hadesh, and his name was Yisraelam.
Rabbeinu Yisraelam with an Allah?
No, it's not really Yisrael. In Ashkenazim, Rav Moshe Yisraelis, which is really Rav Moshe Yisraels, his father's name was Yisr. So the last name was like Yisraels.
Yisr means Yisrael.
Like, who's the Maharsha? Moran of Shmuel Eliezer Edels. Maza Edels. His stepmother was Edel. So they called him, his last name was Edels. Like Edelian.
What, they called him
Edelian? Oh, Edelian, now you got it. Huh?
Called the nickname?
Yeah. Like a Yiddish nickname. It was like his name nickname, like Korush, you know, like whatever. You know? Can you call a guy Korush?
Right.
Huh? Hey, that's Efred Viter. Okay, now he says. Yeah, it says the Kemoshe. Is it Efred or Fered?
Fered.
Fered. Fered. Fered.
It's Shvana.
You have to be very careful because in Yiddish, Fered means a horse. So, yeah, Viter. So he says like this.
No, it's not full of
them. I'll stop.
וכן פסק בערוך, להתיר על ידי חיתוי להשלחת כיסה. וכתב שם...
Oh, you saw another kid. Which means, he started with the heter of חיתוי. Then what did he add in? He added in, and what's he talking about over here? Pato tavshil. Stone tavshil over here. It says, חיתוי works. Now he threw in כיסם, works. Maod. Now he's going to talk about Nimne Shama. Yeah? Your type
can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
ane, besof ha darkei Moshe, before we even hakol, but anything that the Jew does...
How come we don't say this everywhere? Just make up stuff and it's
mutar. Hello, yes, for Rishonim, ami.
What
make up stuff?
What they base it on?
Rishonim.
What they base it on?
Rishonim ki malachim.
Okay, I found the gear store in the... In the Mordechai that says this is
Mutar. You can't, no fake news. This is real Rishonim. Real Rishonim.
What did they base it on?
They made it from the Sugya. Huh?
You say
Rifta
was
Lavdafka? Yeah,
they say Rifta. No, but even if Rifta is Lavdafka, where do you get Kesam from? What about Kesam? Where do you get Kesam?
Where do you get Eshmesh from?
Tosfot himself says Kesam is not Medina Deshaz. Tosfot and the Rosh say. Elama. Minhagin.
It's not just a
Stam.
It's the
name of the name. Im Rishonim Kimalachim. Anu kibne Adam. Anu kibne Rishonim kibne Adam. Anu.
Like a fair. Like a fair.
Chamonim. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yes. Yeah. So says that's
Matomim.
Lavdavka. Lavdavka. It extends from bread to other tefshinim as well. Ah, all the Ron's things.
How?
How?
Why are third?
Okay. No, and the Mishnah Lamed. Yeah, that's true. So that's a good thing also. Why would this be here? So obviously they understood that extends. It's not only by bread. These are things that are usual by bread.
We always say there's no correlation with what the Gemara says.
No, by Agadtas and other and random Mamarim. Yeah, but by Halachot. Yeah, in the middle of Masechet Shabbat, right? The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat begins speaking about it doesn't do that. By halachot, the Gemara doesn't go off. By agadatot ma'amarim, the Gemara goes off on tangents. By halachot, there's always a correlation. Yeah, that's Derkei Moshe. Now, the Ran strikes back again. Now, I want you to get this idea over here because what the Ran's going to say over here, even though yes, this Ran with the Ramban is going to be talking about. Pat, but it's we're going to see how it's going to how it's going to relate to She'ar Tavshinim. Ryan, you want to read the Ram?
Yeah, bring it.
Bechavon.
Why didn't the Beis Yosef bring down any of these Tavshinim?
In Safek B'Dama.
That was the Ram. You copied the Ram. Why the Tavshinim?
No, apparently he had like that.
Maybe
all day
he just brings down a 14, no?
He held so stark in this halacha. And there's a shum svara leakir. He does that when he doesn't hold of it.
Even if he doesn't even mention the 14th opinion.
Vadai. We're going to see that. That's for the gift wrap of the sugya. Fuck it. Let's see the run. Yeah, tire ma'omar. Oi, tati. Rabotai, this is a big thing to learn how to read Rishonim and to understand the body language, you know, and the things that you understand between the lines of the Rishonim is huge, because that's the basis of the halacha with the Gemara and the Poskim and Rishonim. Without that, we can never understand the Fidu halacha achat al buriyah. This is it. Okay? Right. So he's saying, the Ran is being medayek from Rashi, that even by pot, you need some sort of kiruv bishul. How do you do kiruv bishul? When you stoke the coals, right, you got some heat in there. What about just throwing in a toothpick? The Ramban says, hello. No, I see that no. Yeah, read. Which means, even though the raya that the Ramban is bringing from Hipich by Basar, you're talking about Basar, what does the Ramban hold is the correlation between Basar and Pat? Lo yadu. Because the Bet Yosef didn't bring the Ramban as one of the Poskim Mu'asr. However, the Ramban does bring the Raya from Bishul to Pat to say that you need, in order for the Yisrael to be Matir, there needs to be some sort of either Kiruv Bishul or Bishul Mamash. What's the Bishul Mamash? Putting it in, or, you know, slapping it on. Yeah? That's how they make the Sangak too, no? Slap it on. Okay, we say there. You can't use it, by the way, you can't use it in general, the way they sell it. You can't use it for lechem mishneh because it's not a shalim.
Why not?
They sell it not shalim.
Well, they cut it.
So it can't be used. I know I've seen people use it for lechem mishneh, little pieces of it, even though it looks like a nice square, but it's a square of a bigger square. So it's a lot of it, it's not a shalim. Yeah?
They're having pizza out of it. Do they buy it?
B'di'avad, if you don't have a shalem, you can use even not a shalem. B'di'avad. And even if you don't have pat, you can use also pat baba kisnim, the post can say. Aval, mikol makom, it's better to use a shalem. Top, right there, huh? Pizza. Top. Yalla, Sal. This is a big chidush. Zok the Ramban, buy the bread, the toothpick doesn't work. What does?
Bring the coals.
Why? Because the coals is what? That's what's fueling the fire. You brought the fuel, you're good. Or let's say it was, I don't know, if it was an oil oven or gas. Or if you brought the fuel for the oven,
just bring it in.
No, putting it in. Let's say putting it in, he put in the fuel, he put in the coals, whatever it is, Zebesid. Says the Ran. Ran takes issue with that idea. It's up there, yeah?
It's only we live not Ravide Bashel.
Yeah.
Just puts it in the oven.
Doesn't even light it. Yeah? Zakt the Ran. Vafi Terzein over Rubi Ainai. Says, just because he brought the coals, was the oven ra'ui levashel or le'efot as a result? No. So what did he do? Nothing. That's like the case that the Gemara brought. The Ramban himself brought that raya before from Hipech. Then, if it's not able to, then it should be Bishul Akum. It's the same thing here. It's not ra'ui. You brought the coals. I know you brought Ikara Esh, but you yourself told me, Ramban, that by Kesam it doesn't work because of that comparison. That comparison will work here too. You brought Ikara Esh, but it's still not ra'ui as ma'asita. Yeah, go back there. Now the Ran pulls a 180 and he says, you know what? Ramban, I hold exactly the opposite. If you want to weigh the throwing in of the toothpick, throwing a toothpick into a lit oven versus putting coals into an unlit oven, Which one is more nikar? Which one is better? The toothpick. Why? Go for it. Yeah, ten. Why? Because over here, the ikar ha'esh is not lit, and by the kesam, it's lit, and you're getting a little bit of tosefet. Now, even though, time-wise, how much longer is the oven going to burn because I threw in a toothpick? Says the Ran. Kiruv Bishul only starts when there's already Bishul going on. When there's Bishul, you can use that as a springboard for Kiruv Bishul. You can't have Kiruv Bishul before the fire's on. Yeah? Go for it. Oh, so that's what he's saying over there. Okay, Vayter. Which means the Ran holds against the Ramban lahalacha that by pat hashlachat kesam is okay.
And only if it's raul. What do you mean? Only if it's raul bishulah, I thought.
Which if there's a fire going and the guy's passing by and he throws in the kesam, says the Ran mutar.
I didn't contribute anything to the fire. Wasn't the whole Ran's thing that
you did? You did. Enough, yes, you did.
What he added is adding enough to make it cook.
It's still tosefet. If there's a raging fire going on and you throw in a toothpick, you did something. Something. The Ramban says not. The Ramban says like you. The Ran says yeah. Go back there. Okay. Okay. Now, so there's the last piece over here. Of the, by the way, the last line of the Ran, it's kind of out of order, but the Ran says that the Rambam holds like him that Hashlachat Kesam by Pat works. Now, the Ramban has a very interesting Girsa in the Rif which we don't have Bifaninu. Go for it. That's a very chamur lashon that he actually has to flip over the bread so that it gets well baked on all sides, and that's the only Jewish intervention that helps by pat. Maybe take it off one. I'm not sure. I don't know.
That would make
pat more than or at least equal. Or at least equal. Says the. Ramban, but no matzati girsas lo b'alachot. This is the Ran. Says that, and we don't understand the Rif like that either. Now, after this Ran, we read the last thing. Let's go back to Tosfot on the top of Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Tosfot says a very interesting thing along the same lines of the, which means at least with whether you want to take pat to bishul is a different machloket rishonim. But we find one thing that works by pat. What's that? Baking and stoking. What don't we find? Toothpicking. Yeah. So. Throwing the toothpick, where do we see that works? That's the Ran. Now the Tosfot goes along the same way. Now, Tosfot is going to talk about Ashlachat Kesam. It's very important to note that when Tosfot talks about the Kesam, is that in the context of bread or Tavshinim?
Yeah.
Go. Lamed Chet. Taz. Now the sugya is talking about pat. Yeah, zok tzeishves. Which means that Tosfot saying he's not only going back on this sugya, he's going on all of the prior sugyot as well. Okay, keep going. Okay. Which means they had a minhag. Tosfot says that Bnei Bavel had a minhag to be matir pat only. It's only even though he's saying it's going back on all the other sukkiot as well, But this minhag that they had in Bavel was for pat. And who actually says this even more straight out? The Rosh. Yeah, Tikrat the Rosh. Who's the Rosh? Talmido shel? Rami Rotenburg. Okay, weiter.
Rosh.
Pat. The Yod is a... Amar
Biyah. Yeah, Pita. Shalosh Merakot Yeshbo. What is this that they're quoting? Shalosh Merakot, where does it say?
No, Rav Chai, it's Merakot.
Rav Chai Gaon. The Rif brings down Rav Chai. The Rif also brings down Rav Chai. Yeah. Go ahead. What did Rav Chai write?
Shiltot.
Shiltis. Yeah?
Shiltis.
Huh?
No.
The Netziv wrote. Ha'amek She'ela, which is a Pirush on Rav Chai Gaon. Shiltot Rav Chai Gaon. There's also no nun in Yankiv, but you know, Yanki, if we have nun in Yaakov, and nun, but yes, Yanasa. You can't with that. And as much as you bash it, it's going to come. It's like one of those things. You know those things in the gym, those knockoff, those knockdown guys, you punch it and what it falls down, then boom, comes back. It's a kacha. You, as much as you knock it, you need it.
Keep knocking. Huh? Keep knocking. Just make it clear that there's Lashon HaKodesh, and then there's English, and there's Yiddish.
But you need Yiddish to be alone.
I can't comment
on that. You can't. Any advice, yeah?
You need
Lashon HaKodesh, you want to get it. I'm sad that you're which is Tosfos word.
Okay.
Oh, if he's already fasting for 3 days, you're let that patakum. Yeah, okay. No, you can have other food. Let's say you have other food, or you have fruits, whatever. Lo ta'am lechem, shalosha yamin, you can eat it. It's not mit'ane mamash, who omed lamut. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's another nice way to be miyashevet haminhag, beseder. Ve'acharonim ra'u. Yeah. Later Rishonim. Yeah.
His
after
him.
Yeah.
No.
After
him?
No.
Before him.
A little bit before him, as opposed to the... he's a Vadai. The Rosh was a late Rishon. You know, 1300s. Right there. Which means he's not so happy with it. Aval ma? Bedil ve'alu. Now, with the kesam. With the kesam, which means... Kesam by pat, he's not so happy with it like the Ramban, but he says, listen, you have the Ran, and you have the Rambam, and you have Tosfot, they're all on one side saying that it's mutar. He says, beseder. Now, after, you know, without further ado, after we have all the Rishonim, now we have to see Maran and the Rama, and we have to take apart the Rama with a fine-tooth comb, as the Shach and Taz do, and the Aruch HaShulchan is going to do a number on this Rama as well, and this is going to be boneh, all of the pieces that we're going to need for the possible suffix tekah. What are you saying, Mike?
Just to clear up the Rosh. So the Rosh, they're still discussing kisam for bread.
Correct.
So we haven't discussed kisam for tavshil yet.
One pasuk. Well, one posek.
One posek.
In the Derke Moshe.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it. That's it.
So the Rosh.
We don't find like any poskim rishonim kadmonim that shteltzu kesam for tavshil. There's no equivalent. Shteltzu. Weiter. Says the Shulchan Aruch. I could find one, but I wouldn't do it justice. The Zayin. You're going to thank me when Mashiach comes and you're able to communicate with him in Yiddish. You're going to thank me. Yalla, tamshich. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Mata osekacha. What do you think?
I think it's one of the Shulchan Aruch.
Ah, come on.
Yeah. For sure not. It wasn't there. It didn't exist. Yosef didn't know it.
At Mashiach's tish, there's going to be gefilte fish, herring, and...
I don't disagree with that.
Well, that reminds me. When I went to the tish,
no.
I thought I saw Hebrew all the time. I went to speak Hebrew, the guy. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, because he thinks you're Tzion.
No,
I'm
not.
For Shabbat, is there a white shirt?
Where'd you go? With the Satmar?
I don't know.
No, it was Tolosar.
No, it wasn't in Israel. Oh. It was near Hask. One of these.
Bubba.
You didn't speak a word of English, not a word of Hebrew. Only Yiddish.
Of Masita.
I couldn't convert with him.
So you didn't get it?
Bring me some of the soup and you don't
know if you have it. Okay. Vaitu. Yeah, Sal. Says Manan. Yeah, Natan. You're such a killjoy. What are you going to the tish for if you're not going to... You're going to go to a tish, not eat the thing, not speak Yiddish, and you say, I experienced it. Maza experienced it.
One. One person has Corona and one gets it.
When was this? There's no Corona bet. Only by the bets in Shama. Okay, so, says Manan. Very clear. And there's a shum safek. Yeah? Let's see the Rama for a second. Makatu.
וסביר הלהוד והדקת האש או חיתוי בגחלים מהנה לעניין בישול כמו לעניין פת.
Okay, so that's kula number one. Level one, turning on the oven, stoking the coals. Level two.
כן, נוהגים, ואפילו חיתוי ולא כוונה מהנה למויר.
Oh, that the shach pulls a red alert on this rama, and he says, you see from kama vakama poskim, that that's not true. Even when you do chitui, even if you want to tell me that chitui works by tafshin, there's got to be kavana. So the shach takes a very big issue with this rama. Aval tamshich, okay.
Where did you get this one from? To bring out source.
Yisur v'etev.
Be'esh omrim.
Which means, level two is that kesam would work also. Even if you didn't throw kesam, what else would work? Yartzak ki. Okay. He ends off like that, and he doesn't say that it's no good. He says the minhag was to do turning on the oven or chitui, but it sounds like bishata dachak it would work like this as well. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, what are you saying, right? Not only.
I just want to know just a quick side question.
Yeah.
I remember that Kolos once said in the oven, if the oven was cooked, let's say, cooked by like non-kosher food and stuff like that, and all the bolea and stuff like that, how is he putting pan with food in the non-Jewish oven?
Let's say it's... Let's say it's very, it's wrapped a few times, or let's say there's no trefis in there. Let's say you know for sure there's no trefot. Non-Jewish oven. Let's say it's a brand new oven. And you know, it's a brand new oven in the goy's house. That's what I say. Obviously, you have to deal with the problems of nevelot trefot and other ma'achalot asurot also. Now we're talking about specifically bishul akum. So, okay, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Where is he talking about now? Very interesting how he's weaving back and forth from Pat to Tavshil. Because the Rama was talking about Tavshil. Now he's talking about Ikar Dina Gemara. He's talking about what? He's talking about bread. But what? Why is this not Shver? Because according to the Rama, the dinim for pat and the dinim for shar tafshinim are the same. So the din agmara, according to the poskim that the Rama goes with, of chitui for bread, applies equally to tafshin. So that's why he's telling two din agmara. Understand? Heavy din. Okay, bye. Yeah. So now, this is the Aruch HaShulchan replying to the Rama, and he says all these kulot are gedolot meod. Neged, rov kechol. Well, let's leave the Gemara for a second because the Gemara's interpretation is up for discussion. He told me rov kechol gedolei arishonim disagree. The inner we go ahead.
Yeah, we smoke all day. Rak b'shad adafa u'vevek Israel.
That was a different thing that we said before, but interesting, the way the Aruch HaShulchan comes out, Minhag Ashkenaz today is apparently like the Rama, and the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like it. He says in order to rely on the Rama, on Chitui, or Hesekat Tanur, or Kesam, or all the other things, what he said, you need two things. What? Bet Yisrael Bevadai. Who else said only to be Mekin like the Rama and Bet Yisrael? Taz. That was yesterday. Okay, because anyways, that's another tziruf. But the Aruch HaShulchan over here also said something else. Shata Dacha. Going out to wrestling, Shata Dacha. And Shata Yashiv Babaytucha. And Shata Dacha. Maybe if you're invited, or it's a simcha that you can't get out of, ulai ze Shata Dacha. But Stam Kacha, the Aruch HaShulchan says no. Although, the Rama himself doesn't limit it to Shata Dacha, and if you want to rely on the Rama and the other poskim, the Taz and the Shach and the other poskim, Ashkenazi will say, but the Aruch HaShulchan Shaya Ashkenazi, nevertheless, he said that, huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, Navardik. Yeah. Aval, at the end of the day, he spoke Yiddish. And at the end of the day, you better believe that he says these heterim are a little bit dechukim. It's not so pashut. It's against these poskim. Bezat Hashem tomorrow, and the final tomorrow is Wednesday, or Wednesday and Thursday, we got to finish up the Seifim. And then I want to take you through the Abi Omer to see how the quintessential ideas of Safik Sfekot, Tzilufim B'Poskim, would apply to this specific halacha. And, you know, we'll walk out with Davar Shalim B'Ezat Hashem. What are you saying, Ryan?
It sounds like Naruto Shalim is only saying it to the rest of the leniencies that are not brought that aren't discussed. Like, Sfekot Tzilufim B'Poskim, like, with soaking without intention, like, that's
אבל באמת הם כולות גדולות. חאורה. Why is it a kula gdola? Because, hey, the Ran says it doesn't work, and the Rashba says it doesn't work, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't work, and the Rivash says it doesn't work, and the Maran says it doesn't work. So even the Hasakat HaTanur is also a kula gdola. טוב, בעזרת השם נמשיך מחר.